Rewire.
Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wives. Wife. No one. They shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
Lady Lay is one of the newest drag queens in Auckland, and she's performing in this month's Drag Wars competition with 9 other newcomers. I started by asking who Lady Lay is.
So she's essentially like the long-lost sixth sister of the Spice Girls, the grungy kind of super camp Spice Girl of the 90s, am I right?
How long ago did you start drag, and why did you want to?
I mean, I started out just with, like, makeup, really. I'm an actor, and I started acting long ago. And so you could say I started drag at 4, but that's a different story. I started makeup, I think, about a year ago.
And when you started, was it, like, with the intention of drag, or were you just literally just playing with makeup?
It was with the intention of drag, and then I, like, started to feel a wee bit embarrassed about it, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll just do makeup and stuff. And it was like, that's not what it's about. It's about, like, an art craft.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was just like, whatever, I'm going to do it.
Tell us what Drag Wars are.
Drag Wars is a competition in Auckland. Two queens named Anita and Keita run it, and it's monthly. And it's about 10 amateur queens competing to win.
Amazing. And people vote for you?
Yes, audience vote. And when you enter, you get 10 drag dollars. So you, like a strip club, and you tip us. We're like glorified strippers. Yeah.
And so on Friday, it's going to be your debut performance.
It is. Shitting myself.
Well, I was just going to say, how are you feeling in anticipation for it?
I'm so scared. I just finished my outfit yesterday.
So it really is like you guys are in it for yourself, that you do everything, create your costume, you create your makeup.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Lady Lay is kind of, she's all mine. Like, I've recently gotten into this super intense nose contour, which is like a caricature of Lana Del Rey meets Coco Bandicoot.
Amazing.
But I live for it, and yeah, she's all mine. I do the costume, the makeup, the hair. I made my mix as well, my song mix.
And yeah. So how long did it take to craft Lady Lay? Like, when did that come to you?
I mean, I guess I've, like, always been looking for, like, a drag name. Well, because, I mean, my boy name is Layton, so, and I get called Lele. And so I liked having Lay with my drag name. And then I saw a cocktail that was called Lay Lady Lay, and I was like, yes. And then eventually it was Lady Lay.
How many times have you been out in drag before? What will this one be this week, number wise?
Well, I mean, the first time I was out in drag was just at a friend's house. First time around people that I don't know. Yeah, I suppose this week would be my third time in public in drag.
Okay, and how do you think the Auckland community responds to drag queens, and like, how accepted is it as a performance at the moment?
From what I've seen, like, when I've been around and stuff, like, they really respect it. But I mean, there's like other drag performances as well, like at Whammy Bar, a thing called Disco Art House, which was meant to be like a throwback to when they did Disco Bloodbath, and they used to have performances there, I believe. And they do stuff at Family Bar quite a lot as well. Yeah, I think there is a lot more to Auckland drag than just
Drag Wars.
Drag Wars is exciting because it's like an amateur competition.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
It's like a channel for up-and-comers to figure out where they can go. And if you win, I guess like the biggest part about winning is like the potential of future performances. Where would you like to take it from here? What kind of performances would you like to be doing?
I actually do want to put my drag into either like a short web series or, because as an actor, I do want to incorporate it into that. So probably web series.
Right.
I mean, I'd love to be able to perform whenever I can.
So Lady Lay's debut performance will be at 350 K Road this Friday at 8 o'clock, and it's $10 on the door, so please go and vote for her. It's going to be a really good night. I'm looking forward to it.